Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Ah, listen to that. Nothing beats a vinyl.
Some technology just stands the test of time. Our technology not only brings the cool, it also brings the heat. At Mitsubishi Electric, we've been mastering and innovating heat pump technology since 1970. EcoDan, continued innovation in heating for home and business. Mitsubishi Electric, changes for the better.
Episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast will contain descriptions of acts of violence or of a sexual nature and are for people that are 18 years or older. Heed my warning, people. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. And I'm Woody Overton, your host. Before we get started today, I want to give some shout outs. The first, or to our newest patron members. The first one is, they call themselves maybe the best dog in the world, and they pledge to the $10 a month for tier 3. And maybe the best dog in the world, we really, really appreciate you and hope you enjoy all the benefits, which, as you know, probably, and if you don't know, I'm going to tell you real quick. That includes the bonus episode of Real Life, Real Crime that's locked up for tier 3 members. It also includes the mini episode, which comes out once a month, which tier 2 and 3 members get. It includes your 30% discount in the merchandise store, the Real Life, Real Crime store, and the phone number for the Real Life, Real Crime hotline where you call in and say anything you want or ask anything you want, and I'll be including that in future episodes. And you get listed on our website as a contributor, etc. And I'm sure there's some more stuff that I'm forgetting. But anyway, thank you. Maybe the best dog in the world. We appreciate you being a patron member, and we really, really do appreciate you. The second new patron member we have is the Firebird, bird being spelled BYRD, at gmail.com, and they signed up for tier 2. You know, Firebird, we really appreciate you, and you will be, as well as maybe the best dog in the world, we'll be sending you the key to unlock last month's mini episode, and maybe the best dog in the world, you'll get the key to unlock the bonus episode also. But Firebird, we really appreciate you pledging, and you get your discount in the store and the Real Life, Real Crime hotline number and the mini episode and other benefits. And we really appreciate you supporting the show and supporting us. It means a lot. And to all our patron members now, we appreciate each and every one of you. You know that. We contact you personally and let you know, but I just want to say it again on air. It means a lot to us. I want to give another shout out, y'all, to Miss Jenny White. Her and her husband sent me my first fan mail. And if you were watching, my wife Cindy and I went live from the Canal Bank Club, which is featured in the first part of the second part of Overkill. But we went live there for just a little bit, playing around on Saturday. In that video, we showed the card that Jenny and her husband sent, and it contained a really sweet message, but it contained these coins, these hand-engraved coins, which are amazing. I've never seen anything like it. He took our logo of Real Life, Real Crime, and engraved it on some 50-cent pieces, and then they did some smaller coins with really cool designs. And I was blown away by them, and he's going to be doing some. We're trying to work out a deal where he'll do some where we can put some for merch in our store. But if you watch the video and you like them, go to eBay and search J.W. hand-carved coins and filter through. And the ones that are done by J.W. are amazing. And those are his, and certainly worth taking a look, and really meant a lot to get that in, Jenny. We really appreciate you. That was super cool. And real quick, y'all, our merchandise, man, we got some cool shirts in this week. The Cindy and I had on a couple for the video that we did from the Canal Bank on Saturday, but then on Sunday we picked up, I think, 4 new designs and lots of different colors, and she worked hard and got them posted to the store. But check them out, man. They are some kind of cool. Like I said, the new designs, the first shirts were the Fast Mike with Real Life, Real Crime on them, and these are the ones with the thumbprint. It just, you have to see it to believe it. They're awesome. So, but we appreciate each and every one of our listeners from across the world. I think last time when we started, or I was recording last week, I think we were like 17,000 downloads. Well, guess what? Today we're hitting 22,000 downloads. And we have people from 64 countries across the world. I think last week it was 51 countries across the world. Now, how crazy is that? I mean, all these people tuning in just to hear me tell a story. Man, and man, is something awesome, y'all. And we appreciate each and every one of you fans and sharing it. And, you know, I see things on Facebook and groups that people I've never met. I don't have any idea who they are, but it's awesome to see it and see the support. And we're growing because y'all are sharing and liking us and telling people about us. And y'all, don't forget to check out our private page on Facebook, Real Life, Real Crime Podcast Friends and Fans Crew. And we have 573 members now. And when, I guess, just short of 8 weeks ago, we had 3. So it's blowing up. We have what we call the dream team of moderators and administrators, y'all. They're awesome. If you're not a member, send us a request, and we'll get you approved and get you in. There's so much fan interaction and so much cool stuff being posted. And we post a lot and interact a lot. And there's a lot of bonus material on the episodes, et cetera. And I think if you're a fan of Real Life, Real Crime, then you'd be doing yourself a service by joining that page, because you get a lot more out of it. It's really, really, really cool. But thanks, Dream Team. And with that, we're going to get started with episode 2 of Overkill. Now, when I left you last, I had told you about Rhonda Rose Lambert and what led up to us attempting to find her, to question her about a murder case. Now, it started for me at the Canal Bank Club when Rhonda Rose Lambert had come in and picked out a guy and made out with him at the bar, et cetera. And then the bar closes. She goes outside and sitting on the golf cart with him. They're making out and really into it. And then he says she started crying and she started boohooing. He's like, Shad, what's wrong? What's wrong with you? And she said, my husband died. And he said, oh, Shad, I'm so sorry to hear that. When did that happen? I'm so sorry for your loss. And she said, tonight, motherfucker. And then she beat him with a bottle, which put him in the hospital, which led to us ultimately getting a warrant for her arrest for aggravated second-degree battery when he picked her out of a photo lineup. Now, that came after the next day there was a dead body reported, and the victim was identified as Russell Perry. And it was known that Rhonda Lambert was living with Russell Perry, like common law husband and wife, if you will. So when the victim's brother found him, he was able to tell the lead detectives on that case that she was missing, and that's how we came up with the suspect, which was Rhonda Lambert, because she had driven the golf cart to the canal bank in the cabin where the victim was found. Russell Perry was found, was on the island where you could only get to by the golf cart. Plus, she told the aggravated second-degree battery victim that her husband had died that night, right? So, anyway, go back and listen to the episode without rehashing too much. So, we're on the hunt for Rhonda Rose Lambert and trying to gather evidence for the murder charge. And the lead detectives on the case contacted Brookhaven PD in Mississippi, because that's where Rhonda Lambert was from. I think it's Lincoln County, Mississippi. And it just so happened that their chief of police knew the Lambert family and said he would try to make contact with Rhonda. During the meantime, the autopsy was scheduled for Mr. Perry, and the lead detectives on the case went to Seal Funeral Home in Denham Springs, Louisiana. And if you are a Tier 3 patron member, you get to hear the bonus episode that we released last week for the month of March, and it describes an autopsy in graphic detail. Well, it's the same place that autopsy happened also. But so the autopsies for Livingston Parish were done at the time in a small building behind the funeral home. And this is the building where they kept the bodies and prepared them for funerals, et cetera. But they also had coolers, and they would keep the bodies that were under investigation for homicide, et cetera. So the detectives show up for the autopsy, and the forensic pathologist arrives, and again, he's probably the smartest guy I ever met, and I tell about him in depth in the bonus episode from last month for Tier 3 members. But super, super cool guy, been doing it a long time, super, super smart, knows what he's doing, right? So they show up, and the autopsy room is in the back corner of that building where they have the table, and as a detective, you'll show up, the body bag's on the table, and it's sealed. The term tag 'em and bag 'em, that comes from when the detectives work the crime scene. And once the Louisiana State Police crime lab gets done processing the scene and they're finished, then the body is put in a body bag, a black body bag, and then they seal it with an evidence lock. And that lock is photographed, and it's noted who's there. And they seal it until the time of the autopsy. And that's done so defense attorneys can't come back and say somebody planted evidence, or, you know, when you're moving the body so you don't pick up any trace evidence, it doesn't get stuck to the body. Anything that can mess up the case or point it in a wrong direction or ultimately be used against the detectives working the case or law enforcement or prosecution. So they seal the bag, tag it, and ship it to the funeral home. And but right before the autopsy, it's brought out of the cooler and put on the table. Now, the detectives arrive, the pathologist arrives, and the coroner, assistant coroner, is there. And they cut the tag and open it and take the body out of the bag. And if he has any clothing on, or they have any clothing on, it's photographed. And then they cut the clothing off, and then they start the autopsy process, which, again, it's a lengthy process, and it's probably the most invasive thing, y'all, that can be described. But for the purpose of today's episode, I'm going to kind of fast forward into the pertinent part of the autopsy. Now, the pathologist works the body from the head down, trying to determine cause of death and photographing any injuries or wounds or bruising or collecting any type of evidence, whether it's hairs or semen samples, whatever. So, but to start with the top, and he has a bone saw, but it's a handheld saw with a round blade on the top, and the blade only spins when it's touching something. So I guess it's like a vibrating saw, and I'll go ahead and describe it again. The first thing they do is they wring the scalp, the head of the scalp, and peel the skin of the head, the top of the head, over the front of the face and let it hang. Okay, so now you have the top of the skull exposed. And then he takes that saw and he makes a cut all the way around. And then, y'all, it's the worst sound. It's worse than being in the dentist's office listening to the drill. And what's even worse than that, when they're cutting, he's actually cutting bone, and it puts like a bone dust in the air, and it has a certain burning smell that I just can't describe. But anyway, it goes, and it cuts all the way around. But even after he's done cutting, it's still a suction on the top of the skull. And so they take, I guess.
It's springtime, boys. The grass is green, the birds are chirping, and the kids will be out of school soon. That makes it the perfect time to plan a family vacation. And we know from the stories we cover that this is not exactly the time to take the family to the Caribbean. You don't want to end up in the middle of some cartel drug shootout. So this year, it's time to take an international journey. And of course, a big international trip is just one reason to learn a new language with Rosetta Stone. You might have a different one. Maybe you want to connect with family or friends living overseas. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill for work or better understand a certain culture. Rosetta Stone has helped me have fun with my mother and at least have partial conversations in Italian after only a few lessons.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and many more. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Intuitive process, you pick up a language naturally. Designed for long-term retention. Speech recognition, the true accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone is convenient and an amazing value.
That's right, Woody. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Real Life Real Crime and Daily Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sayonara.
Do you guys know what May 12th is? Sunday, May 12th?
Mama's Day.
That would be correct. It's Mother's Day. So let me ask you, do you basically get your mom the same gift every year for Mother's Day? Maybe some flowers, some chocolates, maybe a robe or a framed photo, boring stuff, right?
Right.
Well, let me tell you about something that's totally cool and different from Mother's Day that will never wilt, spoil, or put an extra 10 pounds around her waist. I'm talking about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty unique. Cool, right?
Right.
Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. Your mom can either type a response to the email or she can record her voice if she prefers to do that, or she can do both. Cool. And MyLifeInABook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book as well as an audiobook. And if you want, and she's up to the task technically, you know, the audiobook is a great extra thing to be able to do. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and your future generations can treasure. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is kind of your chance to give her a way to share them. Every family's a little bit different. And in my family, we love to give each other a really hard time. So I've taken the approach in doing this of asking my mom to comment on some of those family moments that might be a bit embarrassing to other family members. Last week, my question was, Mom, did you feel guilty that day you hit me over the head with your wooden clog and Dad had to take me to the hospital for 8 stitches? Mom's response, back in the day, I was the disciplinarian of the house. And when you were 8 years old, you refused to get out of Nancy's, that's my sister's, plastic kiddie pool. I told you 10 times to get out of the damn pool. You didn't listen, so I chased you around the yard. And when you slipped, I nailed you right on the head. That was the last time you got in that kiddie pool. Of course, Dad had to lie to the ER and tell him that that you fell on your head, but I nailed you good. The entire process with My Life in a Book is simple, and in the end, Mom will have a great keepsake that can remain in your family for generations.
Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code RLRC for 10% off today.
Like a chisel and a hammer thing, and he has to go around and pop it, pop, and hit it a couple times and then break the seal. And then when it breaks the seal, it goes, and it was actually, I mean, if you've ever heard it, you would never forget it. I'll tell you that. But let me say this, y'all. If you're queasy or easily offended or whatever, this turn this part off because it's fixing to get graphic. So they pop the top of the skull off, and then they take the brain out and look at it, see if there's any bruising or bleeding or anything that's not normal. And they worked their way down, right? So they did it on Mr. Perry. And again, I wasn't there, but I know, you know, I was told afterwards the pertinent details. So that he would have worked his way down. And when it came to the chest area, I mean, there was no doubt as to what killed him. And each wound is individually photographed and measured by the pathologist. And y'all, it was bad on Mr. Perry. He had what was officially listed as at least 10 stab wounds to his chest and upper torso. Now, probably, I think the pathologist said it probably could have been as high as 27 stab wounds. But the problem with that is when someone's standing over you and they're stabbing you repeatedly and with such force, it's not like you're stabbing into a stick of butter where it's going to go straight through. And you stab into the human body, the chest area, you're going to hit the sternum or some ribs or whatever, unless you get lucky and it just slides in between, because you're coming down with such force, right? And if you get lucky and it slides in between the ribs, I mean, that maybe one out of the 10 stab wounds that could have been, right? But the rest of them, if you're standing directly over a person stabbing them repeatedly again and again and again, it's not like you're aiming for a bullseye on the body. You are trying to kill them. But when you stab through and you hit the bone, it's going to go in and it's going to, you know, the knife's going to slide one way or the other. And it's just a really, really violent deal. Now let's talk about it for a second, because Rhonda Lambert was 5 foot, 100 pounds, right? I mean, small, tiny. And Mr. Perry was a pretty big guy, much, much larger than her. And he was found in his bed in the cabin with the covers pulled up to his neck. So Rhonda Lambert had to crawl on top of him and stab him to death. Now, I don't know what, or if anything, maybe she got lucky and killed him on the first shot, but he must have been really intoxicated or had some type of something in his system and have him really knocked out, because I don't care how tired I am, if you start stabbing me in the chest, I'm going to wake up. But the problem with that is Mr. Perry didn't have any defensive wounds on his hands, nothing significant anyway. And every case I've ever worked on a stabbing victim where they were facing the attacker and they were awake, they always have really bad slashes to the hands, and that's because they're reaching and grabbing for the knife. If somebody's stabbing you, you know, you don't care how sharp the knife is at that time. You're just trying to stop it from getting you, and that wasn't there. So it tells me Perry was asleep or knocked out or whatever, but she's on top of him and hits him at least 10 verifiable times, but maybe as high as 27. Okay, think about it. Think about how much violence and up close and personal force that takes to do that kind of damage and what you're thinking. Think about it. Now, it's not one or two or three. It's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I mean, that's 10 stabbing in, and then you got to pull it back out and come back up to full swing and stab it in again. 10 times, at least as possibly as high as 27. Now think about that. How much violence is that? And up close and personal, that's a bad way to go. But hopefully he was asleep and didn't feel it. But the autopsy showed that he died from those stab wounds, the multiple stab wounds to the chest, at least 10, but probably much, much, much higher. And then when you stab him with that kind of force, that knife is going to skid. It's going to hit bones. And, you know, some of them will make it through and penetrate the organs. But that's just, that was a very vicious, violent death. And we know that's how he died, right? And so think about when you stab someone and when you penetrate the body with force like that, you get blood splatter, okay? Now, blood splatter is when you penetrate and you make the entry wound, if you will. The first blood that comes out is moving at a slower rate than the rest of the blood that's coming behind it because the first blood had to get past the skin and the knife or whatever it is. So that first drops or the first mist of drops are coming out at a slower rate. The rest of it is unimpeded because the skin is no longer there, so it's coming out at a higher rate. So it catches up to the first blood drops and hits them and makes the splatter, if you will, like you see in all the movies with the splatters on the wall. Now, you stabbing somebody that violently over and over again, think about it. Each time you slam it in, you have blood that's coming out, and then you have the blood that catches up to it and makes splatter. And each time you yank it out, it's the same thing. You're still going to have some blood that's moving slower than the blood behind it. So it's good. That's just a bloody mess, right? So I told y'all it was going to be graphic, but I wanted to describe it for a reason because Rhonda Lambert stabbed this man over and over and over again. And then she has the presence of mind to cover him up to his neck, and then she goes. I know for a fact that she didn't show up at Canal Bank Club covered in blood, right? When she made out with that guy until she beat him and left him for dead, and then she gets picked up by the other guy on the road and goes to his house and has sex with him. She didn't have any blood on her, so she had to be covered in blood and from that vicious of a stabbing. And so she had to go take a shower and shower and take her time and get dressed. And man, that guy said when she walked in that door, said she was so beautiful, right? And so she did her hair and did her makeup and got dressed. And hell, Mr. Perry's dead in the bed. I mean, she just brutally just murdered the shit out of him. So she's getting dressed and she goes out and she does what she does, right? And then ultimately goes on the run back to Mississippi. So the cause of death, and as I've already stated, was the multiple stab wounds. And it's just a really, really violent crime. I mean, you know, you shoot somebody, that's one thing. But when you take the time to just repeatedly, with such force and violence, hit them. I think that was 10, right? Could have been 27. Anyway. The chief of police in Brookhaven, Mississippi, who is Chief Pap, P-A-P Henderson, went to Rhonda's family and was able to get her to agree to come in to talk about the aggravated second-degree battery charge. Now, when she does, he notifies Livingston Parish detectives, the lead ones on the case, and they go up there and they go to do the interview and they advise of her rights. And they start out talking to her about the guy at the bar, and then she wasn't real clear on that part, but then they were like, okay, you know, where do you live and who do you live with? And she said, I live with Russell Perry, I live on the island. And they said, well, do you know where Mr. Perry is? And ultimately she says that she just cut on Mr. Perry a little bit, that she didn't kill him. She just cut on him a little bit, and then she went out that night. Well, the autopsy proved it was a hell of a lot more than a little bit of cutting. But they arrested her on my aggravated second-degree battery warrant and brought her back and then ended up charging her with the murder of Mr. Perry, because she put herself there at the scene. She said that she cut on him a little bit, which is, I guess, her way of minimizing what she actually did, the horrific violence of the crime. And they bring her back and book her in to the Livingston Parish Jail. And ultimately, a Livingston Parish grand jury indicted Rhonda Rose Lambert for the second-degree murder of Russell Perry. And that's what she was charged with. Now, second-degree murder in the state of Louisiana is a mandatory life sentence, no probation, no parole. So you automatically know you're going to trial because no defense attorney is going to plead their client to a straight life without the possibility of parole. You have a free shot, right? And again, they go through the process, and like they always do, motions suppress her statements, which, like I told y'all in previous episodes, that's a free shot for the defense. So they're hoping somebody gets on the stand and screws something up and they can get it overturned. But what they're really doing at this point is trying to fish and see exactly how much information the prosecution has or what they have. It's almost like a free mini episode of how the prosecution is going to proceed at trial. So it's a win-win for the defense, really. But of course, it was denied. They did it by the book, and all her other pretrial motions were denied. And it came time for trial, and she decided to have a bench trial or a trial by judge. She waived her right to a jury trial or a trial by her peers, and it's probably the smartest thing she ever did. She had the bench trial, and her defense was that, or her story was that her and Russell Perry met when they were in a drug rehab center together, and they formed a relationship and moved into his place on the island when they got out of drug rehab. Now, Rhonda Lambert says that Russell Perry was abusive to her through their entire relationship, like very abusive to her. She didn't dispute the murder charge. She said that she was insane. All right. She pled not guilty by reason of insanity, but she still went before the judge for the bench trial. Her defense was that Mr. Perry physically attacked her, anally raped and sodomized her, and injured her cat before she stabbed him. All right. So let me digress again. She pled not guilty, and she also pled not guilty by reason of insanity. But her defense was that he raped her and sodomized her, or so vaginally and orally, or a combination thereof, and then anally raped her. And the one that gets me, y'all, and injured her cat, right? Okay, so before she stabbed him. Interesting defense, right? I'm not only not guilty, I'm not guilty because I'm crazy, and I did it because he raped me, then he anally raped me, but he also hurt my cat. Now, I don't have anything against cats, but if somebody that's bigger than me, and like I said, she was tiny, tiny, and I think he's like, Perry was like 5'11" or something like that, and he was 40 years old and pretty big guy. If he rapes her every which way you can be raped, but then, hey, he hurt my cat, and so I stabbed him. Well, evidence doesn't support that. I don't know if he raped her. I mean, she may be telling the truth about that. I don't know. And I damn sure don't know if he hurt her cat. But I know she stabbed the shit out of him and so many times and so violently. And that's why I recreated y'all earlier. I wasn't trying to sensationalize it. I want you to understand. I mean, you see things in movies and stuff, but this is real life, real crime. And I'm telling you how it really happens, right? Let's say it was the 10 stab wounds. That is vicious. And it takes so much force. And then, like I said, she had the presence of mind to shower and get dressed up and prettied up, go to the bar, and go to the canal bank. But she was found guilty, And but the judge came back and found her guilty of manslaughter instead of second degree murder. Now manslaughter in the state of Louisiana carries a maximum of a 40-year sentence. Okay, which is, I mean, it's a great win for her. At least it wasn't life without parole. But the judge came back, Judge Bruce Bennett, I believe it was, and gave her manslaughter, or taking into account her story that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
She was anally and vaginally raped, and I guess that he hurt her cat. And I guess the prosecution didn't put on, nobody could say any different than what Rhonda Rose Lambert was saying, because nobody else was there. I mean, it was Rhonda Rose Lambert and Mr. Russell Perry, and evidently a cat, and the cat couldn't testify. So the judge finds her guilty of manslaughter. And manslaughter is when you kill someone and it's not premeditated. There's no forethought in it. That's what the Louisiana definition of law. And you didn't plan things out ahead of time. It basically kind of like a heat of passion thing, right? So the judge gave her that, and he comes back and he sentenced her to the maximum, 40 years, at Louisiana Correctional Institute for Women in St. Gabriel, Louisiana. So that's where she goes, right? But she appeals, and she says the court got it wrong, that they should not have sentenced her to the maximum under manslaughter for the state of Louisiana because she had such extenuating circumstances, which included her long history of narcotics use, or polynarcotics use, which means many. She used all kinds of different drugs, and her long history of mental illness. Now, I'm going to talk about that for a second. There were two different shrinks that testified at the trial. The state expert witness, Dr. Jose Arcetona, a psychiatrist, and he testified that Lambert knew right from wrong at the time of the offense. He also acknowledged that her 20-year history of mental illness, borderline personality disorder, and a significant problem with polysubstance dependence. And he testified that there were factors of support of finding the defendant had an altered state of mind at the time of the offense, but she wasn't crazy. I mean, she knew enough from right from wrong, okay? Even though she could have been under the influence or off her meds or whatever, she still was sane. Now, a doctor, David Hale, a psychologist, stated that Rhonda Rose Lambert was sane at the time of the offense. He noted that the defendant has a great deal of remorse and guilt and was in a severely abusive relationship with the victim. The defendant, Rhonda Rose Lambert, argued that the trial court failed to give serious attention to its own factual findings and testimony of the state's expert witnesses. So what she's saying, y'all, is that she should not have got the 40 years because they're basically mitigating circumstances that show that even though she was sane at the time of it, but she had a history of drug abuse and mental illness, and supposedly Russell Perry was violent to her. And when the judge gave the lesser count of manslaughter, it meant that trial court is stating in some way she was provoked, and that took away the second degree murder and it made it manslaughter, right? When the judge gave the sentence, he told her, he said it was a cold-blooded murder. And part of her appeals process, she objects to that and his statement, saying that in due to, like I said, the state's own witnesses that she was sane, but she had been in a supposedly abusive relationship and she had some other mitigating circumstances. But like the drug use and the mental illness, but that wasn't, she still was sane enough. So she appealed it on those grounds and she lost. So she's doing the 40 years at LCIW in Louisiana. If she's a good little inmate, then she'll get what they call good time. And basically in the state of Louisiana, it can be one for one, which means for every day that she behaves herself and she does the time, then she can get a day off her sentence when it comes to the parole part, right? So basically a 40-year sentence could be 20 years and she can get out. And I'm sure she is a good inmate. I'm going to tell you why. And this is an extra part, if you will. But the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office had the best correctional officer I've ever met. Now, I started my career at Louisiana State Penitentiary at Angola, then Dixon Correctional Institute, and then another juvenile facility, et cetera. So I had a lot of jail time, a lot of experience. But they had a lady that worked there, a correctional officer named Karen Ortolano. And that's a strong Cajun spin on the name, but I called her Mama Karen. I mean, she was such a sweetheart, but she ran the control room and she ran the front the day-to-day, and she supervised the girls' dorm. But she also, every inmate that came and left that jail, whether it was somebody that was being booked in for a DWI or murder, or if they got out in 4 hours or 14 months, she saw them daily. And nobody came or went without her having personal interaction with them. Now, personally, she should have been the warden in my book, right? But she loved her job, what she did, running the control room and running things from up front. And wardens did come and go and were replaced, but she never was. And she just retired last year. So congratulations, Karen, on being retired. And I really hope you're enjoying yourself. But back to it, Karen started listening to Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast, even though she knew these guys, right? She knows all the cases. She spent way more time interacting with the bad guys in my cases than I ever did. And I hit her up and we were messaging back and forth. And I asked her about Rhonda Lambert. I said, can you tell me some extra scoop on her so I could put in an episode? And she said, absolutely. She said she was the sweetest, nicest, most polite person in the world when she was medicated. She said when she wasn't on her meds, it was hell. I mean, she was just extremely off the wall. Now, when she first got there, she wasn't on her meds. So they were dealing with her and she was locked up in isolation, et cetera. And the nurse, Cheryl Smith, whose husband is a state trooper, and I think he just got to retire last week. And Marcus Smith is his name. He's a great guy, a good Christian man. And Marcus, if you're listening, congratulations on your retirement. But Cheryl was just as good of a nurse as I've ever met. And she was able to work with Rhonda Lambert to get her meds right. That's what Karen told me. And said once her meds were right, not only was she just like the perfect inmate, but she ran the girls' dorm or the girls' wing of the prison, and she didn't put up with any stuff, and she really helped out the correctional officers on the day-to-day life of it, right? I mean, she put people in their place, and you know, she ran things for them, almost like an inmate guard. Absolutely no trouble, Karen said. But she said that Rhonda Rose Lambert told them that when she's off her meds, she gets extremely violent. She remembered one time attacking a lady somewhere in a restaurant with a ketchup bottle, and that she kind of freaked out because she thought it was blood everywhere where she was beating the lady, but actually it was the ketchup bottle that had broken. But Karen said that once she was on her meds, she was straight and a good inmate. Karen also said she heard from her after she was shipped for the Department of Corrections to the LCIW, Louisiana Correction Institute for Women, would hear from her from time to time, and she would write or whatever. And you have to remember, Lambert spent a lot of time there, and they interact with people day to day. And let me tell you about Karen Ortolano. She didn't care. She didn't judge people for what they were in for. She treated them how they treated her. If they showed her respect, she showed them respect. But let me tell you something. You don't want to take that Cajun woman's kindness as a sign of weakness, because she had put it on you. I mean, I've come in with plenty of people over the years that were violent under arrest. We had to fight inside the jail, and she was right there, and right there in the mix, rolling on the floor, doing what had to be done to bring the situation under control. She is one tough lady. You do not want to mess with her. But she treated everybody fairly, and she got a lot of respect for that. And I think that's why she was able to maintain these relationships or whatever. They had such respect for her after they left that they would contact her and let her know how they were doing. But she said that Rhonda said when she first got into the Department of Corrections, they had her meds screwed up and she had some violent outburst, if you will, et cetera, but they finally got it right and she's doing her time. So that's the way it is, I guess. So thanks, Karen, for the information on Rhonda, the extra stuff. So, you know, always hearts go out to the victim's family. Okay, y'all. So that brings us to this episode's rating on the sphincter scale. And it, as you know, if you've been a listener of Real Life, Real Crime, the sphincter scale is where we rate the bad guy or girl on a scale from 1 to 10 sphincters, 1 being barely should be in trouble, to 10 being at the highest end of the chart, and then murder by you as if they shouldn't live. And I thought about Rhonda Rose Lambert quite a bit on this one, y'all. Because, I mean, it was just absolutely vicious, vicious, vicious murder. And that's where, like, I get the title Overkill. It's two-part. One, because she stood over him or sat over him when she did the stabbings. The overkill is simply you don't have to stab somebody that many times to kill him, right? Especially when he wasn't even responding to defend himself. But then she has a presence of mind to get dressed and go out and try to have sex with one guy before she attacked him, and then had sex with another guy. And I believe if that guy hadn't given in and taken her to Hammond the next day, she probably would have killed him too and took his vehicle. But the medications do play a factor in it. Even the state's own witnesses, the doctor said that she has mental illness, but not to the level that she didn't know where she was doing right from wrong. And she wouldn't have ran. I mean, people who are truly crazy, they just sit there and wait for you covered in the blood till you find them and catch them, because they don't know what they did is wrong, so they're not trying to hide anything, etc. But Rhonda Lambert, from what Karen Ortolano says, is when she's medicated, she's good and sane. But the problem is, this wasn't her first rodeo. She had charges out of Mississippi for being extremely violent. And I don't know. I'm thinking, like, I mean, just because it's a homicide and so brutal, etc., I'm thinking of got to go with at least like 7.5 to 8. Let's say the circumstances are true that this guy beat on her and raped her, and I can't say hurt her cat because I really don't give a shit about that. I mean, that's never an excuse to kill anybody. I don't understand the mitigating circumstances on hurting a cat. That just blows my mind that somebody would even bring that shit up in court. But I'm saying 7.5 to 8 because it's horrible, naturally, for the family, the victim's family, and even her own family now that she's locked up for 40 years, because Karen Ortolano said her family were the best people. They came every week for visitation. That's probably a 2.5-3 hour drive from where they live in Brookhaven, Mississippi, to that jail, to Livingston Parish Jail. So I'm going 7.5 to 8. Y'all let me know what you think. And patron members, call it in on the Real Life Real Crime hotline. You have the number now. We've got some really interesting calls in since we released it. And So just let us know what you think. I'd be curious to see the difference in opinions on this one. That's going to conclude this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. And I'm Woody Overton, your host, and hope you enjoyed it, y'all. And if you didn't, then you didn't, send me a message. You know, become a patron member, and you can call it in on the hotline. And I'm up for constructive criticism. But if you liked it, let me know that too, and like it and share it. And we appreciate y'all. Thank you for listening. Till next week. Goodbye.
She to me, love, she to me. I love, I love, I love, oh, she to me, love, oh, she to me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.